What do you want out of comedy? What's your goal? What do you mean you want to make it? What does that mean? How do you define success? When I first got to LA, the last week of July 1999, I had just come off the road. I did 2.5 to 3 years all the way across America, and I couldn't wait to become a regular at the Improv on Melrose, the Hollywood Improv. That was my goal. I'd done a couple spots there visiting, and man, it just felt like home. I like the other clubs. Shush it. I'm telling important stories about how I'm a big shot. Remember? Daddy used to do stuff, and he kind of had a career, and now people question why he's... Get up here, you. But I had no idea how to go about it. I asked other comics how to do it. I had a set once. I tried to get the manager in there, make sure that she saw me. I would have tried to drag the dishwasher in there to see me. So you could say, yeah, this guy, excellent. Yeah, he's top notch. He should be allowed to be in here and be a regular and pass this place. Now I'm starting to sound like Brian Regan. And then I made friends with this woman, this glorious woman, this comic named Susie Sorrow. Oh, my Lanta. Susie was so wonderful to me when I first moved there. I remember we were in her apartment. She had a great apartment. I thought she was so fancy, and she was fancy. She knew celebrities, and she had done all these things, and she was no bullshit. That's what I loved about her. She gave it to you as straight as she thought it was. Because she said, hey, so why'd you move all the way from Po-Funk, New York to L.A., Mr. Showbiz? Well, I want to make it. She said, well, what does that mean? I'm like, Susie, simmer down. She's like, no, what does that mean? And she put me on the spot, and it freaked me out. I'm like, I don't know. I want to be successful. She said, what's your goal? And I said, I want to be passed at the Hollywood Improv. I want to be a regular. And she starts laughing at me. She goes, really? That's your big goal? I'm like, Susie.
What?
She goes, why? Why do you want to be passed at the Improv? I said, so I can get an agent or manager. She said, this is Hollywood. There's thousands upon thousands of actors and actresses who are not comics, who have agents and managers. You think you have to pass the club for that? There's other comics that have agents and managers that aren't passed at certain clubs. She says, oh, do you want to be famous? Do you want to be Brad Pitt? I said, all right, well, I want a feeling of validation. It's like a badge of honor. I want acceptance. She goes, what? She said, Rich, do you think I'm funny? I'm like, yeah. She goes, do you accept me? I said, yeah. She goes, okay, so you just validated and accepted me. What clubs have I been passed at? What clubs am I a regular at? I had no idea. I mean, I don't know. Susie? I don't know. Spooky blonde lady that I admire. She said, get your head out of your ass and start thinking big picture. Figure out what it is you want so you can figure out how it is you get there. Because if you do get passed as a regular at the Improv and nothing changes in your career, you're going to be heartbroken for no reason, dumbass. I went home and I felt raw. I was slightly upset with her. Not because she was wrong, but because she saw it so clearly. And she was a good enough friend to tell me and point it out to really help me. And I thought, I moved all the way here from Schenectady, New York. I gave up a really good paying job for the 90s. I made $70,000 my second year after college. It was just going up from there. I had a convertible Saab. I had my own apartment, all this stuff. And $70,000 in the Capital District is like, back then it was like $125,000. Yeah, I had a lot to think about. I had a lot of thinking to do, you know? You know what I mean? Up until that conversation, I was just kind of running all over the place, doing whatever I could with whatever I could, taking any opportunity, just scattershot, and always focused on the improv. After that point, I started focusing more and honing in on exactly what I wanted. And that next year, she was always in my head saying, what do you really want? And I got a manager. I got hired as a writer for this fancy website called Z.com, comedy.com. They paid me a lot of money, gave me stock. This was in 2000, the first big internet bubble burst. Everybody had dial-ups, and we were making internet videos, oddly enough. A side note, the writer's room was me, Zach Galifianakis, and Doug Stanhope, and one other guy. And I don't remember his name, but he's probably way more famous than I am, too. But it was us in there, and then that went away, but I started running a room with my friends and my roommate at Luna Park, and I got passed as a regular at the Improv. And she was right. It didn't make a giant difference other than I felt good about it. I reached one of my goals, but it's not like somebody gave me a movie contract after that. And I realized that it's about like just doing the things. It's about the work. I hate when people say that. Oh, it's actors and actresses. And then I finally sat down and I wrote out, I did an exercise that they have in self-help books. I don't remember if this was Brian Tracy who said it. It was probably Tony Robbins. I listened to a lot of that throughout the years. It really helps with every aspect of life. But the exercise was to write out your obituary. And the idea was to lay out everything you are going to accomplish in your life as if it already happened. And so what I'm going to recommend to you is a slight modification. Write out a Wikipedia entry. So it's not your local paper, it's a global thing. And dream really big. Write out one for your career. Start with the end. What you want and believe your greatest accomplishment through comedy, in comedy, whatever. Write that out. Let's just pick a hypothetical for right now for this example. Say it's touring sold out arenas across the US and Europe. Write that out. Now put a date on it. Put the years. How many years will it take you to get there from right now? 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 1 year? I don't know. You could blow up on TikTok and be an overnight success. That's the world we're living in. So take a step back now, and what would you need to do right before being a comic who sells out arenas? Probably a comic who sells out theaters. Maybe you've had your second special released, or you reached 10 million followers on some social media platform. Who knows? But you figure that out. Whatever you would need to do to reach your final goal, write that right behind it and put a date on that. Put a span of years, whatever it is, so that you can see how long it would take to make that jump. And then do that again and again and again. Always the step right before what you last wrote, all the way till right now, to where you are today. And it doesn't matter if you're just starting this journey or if you've been doing this for a long time. This is helpful for anyone. It's actually helpful for people who aren't comics. You can use this in other aspects of your life. That's generally what I like to do, is share with you different bits and pieces from comedy and philosophy and self-help and hypnosis and all of that type of stuff. But we're focusing on stand-up because that's my true passion and my true love. So write it all out, put dates, put deadlines on this. And then from there, I want you to visualize as you go to sleep at night, going through those steps, and make it real for yourself, your mind will start to think that this is your reality, and you'll start living your life in that direction. You'll live into the future, and things won't bother you like they did before. That one person isn't booking you for the open mic, or they're giving you bad slots, or this one club booker hates your guts and won't book you at the club, and you won't get upset. You'll realize, well, I have this map, and oh, there's a roadblock here, so I'm going to go a little bit this way, and I'm going to create my own room, or I'm going to focus more on social media right now, and I'm not going to need this one particular club. Whatever it is, you're not going to get so upset in these small little things that become your whole universe. That's a small little piece on this journey. So you can let go of that and focus on what your actual destination is, what your goals are. And because there's deadlines and accountability, you're going to kick yourself in the ass if you have written down, in 2 weeks, I'm going to have a new 10 minutes, and your calendar pops up and you don't have that 10 minutes. You're going to feel like garbage, and you should. I'm putting pressure on you, because unless you do it, that goal is just a dream. You're just watching this video to kill time, to make yourself feel better about things. Well, I did some work. I watched some jackass talk on my phone or my home computer or whatever. You know, do you understand? I'm just some jackass talking to you. But I know what I'm talking about. But watching this isn't enough. You have to implement it. You have a map now. You have a destination. Go forth and be fruitful. These are the good leads, the Glengarry leads. I hope you find this channel again. But most of all, I want to say, Susie Sorrow, thank you. Thank you so much. You're one of the reasons why I'm making these videos, because you were kind enough to risk me being mad at you. You were kind enough to be straight with me. And it made a world of difference in my life. And I love you for that. So thank you. I feel like Glenn Beck. I'm going to cry every fucking episode. By the way, this is the third time I've tried to film this. I use my iPhone and it's hooked up to Photo Booth. I have a little script here that I don't read. I look at occasionally and then I stop and edit. But it didn't. I tried to move the file over too quickly from Photo Booth to my desktop, and it deleted the file, but it still showed up as 000. Then I recorded it all again, and it just did 000. So I just did a test. Hopefully that worked. And if you're seeing this part, it worked. And nobody's watching to the end of this anyways. The whole exercise is supposed to be fun. Do not make this some big burden where you have to literally write out the awesome life you want to have. All right? You should do this right away. It's just like, I want to win an Oscar. I want to be I'm going to be the president of comedy, and everyone will love me, and my mom will come back to life, or whatever your little thing is. It's not tough. You're just writing out your dreams. It's like being in third grade and they give you the assignment of, okay, design your own house, and you put pinball machines in every room and you have a moat around it. And come on, not everything's got to be work.